Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics time. Oh, I forgot to write down a hot topic I wanted to talk to you about. Steve, you can kick it off.
Okay.
I got one too after Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's ready to go. 2025, baby. All right, so earlier in the show, I had mentioned that Kevin had inspired me.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the right words.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. You basically came up with two words for me to have for 2025.
He did, yes.
I should remember throughout the year and think about, and then Jay, you suggested that I write them down and post them.
Visual reminder.
Yeah, so they're visible, like right by my computer.
Right.
So I wrote down self-confident and positive.
Love it.
Remember it for the new year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to be. That's what I'm going to do.
Yep.
Now I thought, it's time to write cards for you guys.
Okay. Are you going to suggest words for us like we did for you then, or what?
Oh, I mean, I guess I could if you wanted me to.
Or we could let the texters do it.
I'm curious what you come up with.
Yeah, I would be too.
Hmm. Single words, huh?
Well, I mean, what are yours again?
Self-confident and positive.
I mean, technically not a single word. I guess a hyphenated word. So does that make it single? Maybe
it
does.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough for this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I know about being single.
Yeah, okay.
Jay, don't you laugh.
So words, you know what? We'll open it up to the texters too.
Okay.
509-441-0999. Let's say we write down, and we've decided two is the right number, correct?
Yeah, I think two is is appropriate.
Three might be a little bit of a reach, because then you're like, can't concentrate on three things.
Mm-hmm. Then you need a comma as well.
Yeah, I can only juggle two things.
Two is a perfect goal.
I think that's good, yeah.
Yeah. So, we could do positive.
Now, again, the words are, they don't have to be single words.
True.
Because what if yours is like, I want to, you know, let's say, well, I was going to say go on walks, but you could say walking, maybe I just do that. I don't know. I was just saying, for sure.
Well, what I was thinking was be on time, and then I was like, oh, punctual.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to waste one of my two words
I sure wish it was a goal.
I mean, it was just a thing.
Well, I could be punctual if it wasn't in the morning.
That's not an excuse. That doesn't count.
Why are you putting an asterisk on it or something?
That is not an excuse.
I could be punctual if it wasn't in the morning.
No, you probably couldn't, actually.
I got up at 4 o'clock this morning.
Well, maybe you should get up at 3:45 then.
I can't.
Well, of course you can.
It's so tired.
15 minutes is not going to make you tired.
Then I start falling asleep in Steve's room asking.
15 minutes is not going to make a difference.
How's that going there, Steve, some days?
Oh.
You're talking about after the show.
Yeah. I start falling asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, after 10, sometimes, you know, you just hit that, like, wall sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Some days it's fine. Other days it just...
Sure. Yeah, it's called life. It's crazy. That cannot be one of your words. Life doesn't get to be one of your words.
No, I don't want it to be.
Okay.
I mean, Steve wants me to be punctual.
Punctual is a great one.
I mean, you don't have to be. Well, I mean, it would be preferred if you were actually punctual.
So, yeah, you kind of do have to be.
but I mean, it doesn't have to be your word.
Steve's like, after he said it, he's literally like, actually, it kind of does. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't care if you're punctual or not. I mean, other people do, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think of it, and you don't want punctual, Kevin? Well,
it doesn't seem very flashy. not flashy, but I mean.
Well, you want flashy to be your word?
It just seems so basic and given that just be on time.
Well, I know, but that is the thing, though. Even though it might be, I know, dummy.
I know, but...
But like, if it's a you've changed a priority.
This morning, I said the entire time was, I'm going to be to work by like 5:20.
Mm-hmm.
And I got here at like 5:36. And I'm like, how? Well, I know how, because I looked for 10 minutes for a hat.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't find it. I think my granddaughter has all my stocking caps in a fort in her room or something. So, and I didn't want to go wake her up.
So yours should be to be more prepared at night so you can get out
maybe
on time.
Maybe so. Maybe that is the key. And I was, see, that was the goofy thing today is I had my clothes all laid out, everything to go. Doesn't take very long. Now,
I'm trying to remember. Did you, who did,
I think
did you blame?
It did take 15 minutes to get my socks on today.
Okay.
My compression socks.
Okay. I understand that.
They're the most frustrating.
They are difficult
I've
to
ever
do.
Worn.
Yeah.
I don't, and I'm yelling, oh.
Well, that'll wake your granddaughter up.
Yeah, there you can go in and you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so...
So not that.
No, punctual, I mean, I and responsibility.
I guess here's what I'm thinking. No, here's what I'm thinking. Punctual is
punctual
fine.
And responsible, but, I mean, are Kevin's two words.
There's the clear one for me is is health. Like, I just...
Sure.
I had the worst year of health at the end of 2024. And, well, from like summer on. Mm-hmm. And it was, it just, this is a crucial year. We will either make steps in the right direction,
yeah,
hopefully, and some of it may not be controllable. And that's, I'll control what I can.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not make the improvements we need, but at least I'll give it the old college try. And so either that or then we'll just deal with the circumstances if it doesn't go the right way.
Well, yeah. I mean, if stuff's out of your control, it's out of your
right.
control.
Right. I mean,
but
just
these are all
things.
Things that you can control.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Like, so I will control health-wise stuff, like, you know, better. I'm going to, you know, I've been eating good.
So better health is one
stuff.
Of your yeah, just, phrases? Just,
well, if I were to say it right now, I would say my two words would be health is wealth.
Wow.
Because sometimes I get busy.
Wow.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We got zero matched of the white ones and didn't match the yellow one.
So you won nothing.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Which is weird because I pretty much had already had a design on what I was going to do with it. So yeah, and it didn't win $1 billion. So you're lucky to have me here, Steve, because I was so close.
Oh, were you going
to
buy a new truck?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Hot.
When you're not, you're not.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round number two.
I had something that I thought was going to be like, oh, I'm going to tell Jay some breaking news here. He's going to be excited. And then he goes, oh, yeah, Steve told me that the other day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Steve.
His two words?
Stepping in on my territory.
Oh. What did I say? What did I do?
Actually, no, it was just about Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, their daughter, Audrey. Audrey? Yeah. She is on the show Landman.
Yeah.
Very, oh, yeah. Very yeah. Limited role, but I mean, she's on there a couple times.
Yeah, she played the neighbor and asks Billy Bob's daughter to go out to a like a beach party or something.
Yeah, she's at the patch party, Jay.
Yeah, patch party, yeah.
A little different there in Texas. They go to parties at the oil rigs.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's where everybody
makes
hangs
sense,
out.
Right?
Yeah.
Where was your, do you, where did you have? Like, ours was the gravel pits.
We didn't really have that.
You didn't have any of those?
Mm-mm, no.
I mean, sometimes it was like, you know, in someone's field or whatever, but it was like, oh, man, come to the party at the gravel pits.
Oh, yeah. Mike's house, they had a lot of parties there, but I don't think there was ever any, like, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't
a
really have a
different,
spot.
I suppose. You're in the city,
yeah,
you know. That
exactly.
Makes it a little.
Yeah.
Steve, what about you? Where was your party spot in high school?
huh. I'm trying to think. There were like a couple people, like their houses.
Lake
I guess.
Michigan, just go out to the lake.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to think. There was like a beach place.
Okay.
Not too far.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that'd probably be it, I guess.
You went to a lot of them. It sounds like
super.
I can't imagine
party animal
that. You even asked to go, did you? Like, you just wouldn't even try, right? You would just be like, I'm not going to get in trouble doing that.
Well, yeah, no, I wasn't that much of a partier until after I graduated.
Oh, and then look out,
oh,
Mizzou.
Oh, baby.
Woo, let's go.
Well, no.
Steve, I get it. I partied 1 year in high school, and it was like a summer. And then I was like, I'm done doing this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to focus on high school. That didn't go as well as I thought.
Ah, oh, dang it. Probably wanted to get those grades up a little bit.
Yeah, we got through it.
Yeah, that a boy.
But
yeah,
I was also you partied pretty hard after that.
Sure.
I mean, you did go to college. You went to a four-year college.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a little bit. But I wasn't even at that point. But the thing was, my senior year of high school, I was part of this thing where, like, we basically were sort of mentors to the freshmen.
Okay, yeah.
And we had to sign, like, a contract.
Sure. Yeah.
Saying, like, oh, you're not going to do this, do that. Or
yeah. Drugs, not drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it was, yeah.
So that was on my mind and whatever. And
yeah, you're a good guy.
Trying to do what you said you'd do. Yeah, that's a good person.
What we did when I was a senior, very much the same, I think. We decided that initiation would no longer be a thing.
Yep.
Because it had been a thing at our school for many, many years. And, like, I don't know. I didn't think it was a big deal. I had laughed it off and had fun when the seniors came and they got us and they took us out in their car and they took us out to the gun club and then they parked all the cars around and shot, you know, had the lights on us. And then they were like, pull your pants down. And then they made you take blue finger paint and we had to, like, paint our bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pretty harmless, really. And, of course, you know, me being me, I knew that the volleyball team was having a party that night at one of the girls' houses.
Mm-hmm.
And so I instantly went there and was like, yeah, they
feel sorry for me.
Oh, yeah. Worked like a charm.
Play up the sympathy.
And they were all mad at the senior boys. Like, that's so immature. And,
right.
Oh, my God, are you okay? Do you need help washing your butt?
Okay.
And but one of my classmates got so mad. Like, I think to this day, if I bring it up, he shakes. Like, it made him so mad and was so embarrassed. Just didn't fit his personality.
Sure.
And so that's what we said. And when we were seniors, we were like, you know what? We're going to be responsible. We're not going to initiate anyone. And hopefully people will stop doing it.
Right.
So that was on my mind, Steve. That's why I was such a good boy.
By the way, Kevin, your two words off the text line from this one is movement and energetic.
Movement and energetic.
Your two words for 2025, I should say.
It doesn't sound as good as health and wealth. Health is wealth.
Health is wealth. Well, health is wealth should be one.
Yeah. I feel like that's true, too. There should be another one, right?
Yeah, I think health is wealth. That's still only one thought. I mean,
that's true. Okay, yeah, that is one thought.
Because you're now putting health in front of chasing wealth. Is that your interpretation of it?
Yeah, and I don't, good God, listen, I'm not chasing wealth, but it is it is funny because I've realized that none of this is going to matter if I don't, I mean, like, if we're going to get real,
mm-hmm.
like, it's like a life and death situation, taking care of, because of where my heart failure's at. So it's like, you know, dude, I gotta
do the best. So it has to be your word then.
So having, yeah, health has to be my word.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's nothing about the, I mean, movement and whatever else. Yeah, those are good things, but I don't know. Sometimes those are very, weight loss is like, really, if you really wanted to put something else there, mm-hmm. it's the only few things I can control right now to make it better. And it won't necessarily make it better, but it could make it easier.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're not going to heal anything, but,
no, but
you
it could
feel better.
Yeah, it's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which I think that's the goal.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Thinking that I'm going to get better has not worked.
No.
And doing the things that we've tried, nothing is working. And so it's like, yeah, dude.
Well, and that's why the visualization of the words, I think, is actually a successful way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, at least it's right in front of your face at home, at work, wherever you, or both, wherever you post it.
At home, at work, and in your car.
That's right, Kevin.
It's like the old radio thing.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, but what are your words, Jay? We didn't get your words.
I know. This person said active and social, which is hilarious. Active, sure. Social,
yeah, but I don't feel like you need to have active as a...
Because I'm already active?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Like that, I mean, you're always active. You love to be active.
And never social. So, yeah, that's...
Social well, you can I mean, work again, on, but yeah. Do you need to?
And do you want to? That's
yeah.
the question.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
If you put a word down that you just don't want to do, that's not going to ever work.
Right, like it punctual. Sorry.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. A-G-G-F-F-B. R-E-B-M-N-N-M-E. Be aggressive.
Kevin James.
We want another one just like the other one. Swish.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin's Clip of the Day. Hey, don't forget, in about a half an hour, we'll qualify you for a chance to win the Silver Mountain Staycation. That's a staycation for four people for two nights up at the Silver Mountain Resort. If you'd like to win that, we'll qualify you at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4 today. So your next chance is in half an hour. Now, Clip of the Day time.
It is Clip of the Day time. And, you know, Jay, this is going to shock you, but I sent it to producer Steve. And
about 30 seconds ago.
No. Early.
Whoa.
Yeah, very punctual.
What?
And I sent it to him, and he was like, nah.
Write that down, one in a row.
I don't know. I don't know if I like this one.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, well, that's kind of what I have, so make it work, bud. Or what really just happened was I got a text from him.
Mm-hmm.
He waited till the very last moment and goes, are we doing a clip here?
Oh, boy.
And I was like, oh, geez, Steve, I saved a bunch of them.
Oh, so you were late. You didn't
send it. I forgot
anything.
All about it.
Oh,
I forgot all about the fact that we do a clip of the day at 9:30.
That's weird.
And I had saved a bunch of them, so I was ready to roll. Like, uh-huh. I have some good ones.
Sure.
But, the old brain was in. Here's what happens. You start first putting gear? All this stuff about, you know, New Year's resolutions and focusing and all the, you know, on those things. And my brain kind of gets stuck in that mode for a little bit. And I got to shake it off, get back into here. This is Miranda Lambert. She is married to that really sexy guy, Brendan. He's so good looking, he looks more like a Brendan than a Brandon.
Okay.
And I don't really know what
he
his
is a
name.
Brendan.
Brendan.
Yeah.
That guy is good looking, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Former cop, the whole deal. Well, yep. Whatever. She was on with Theo Vaughn, and they had a little conversation about her husband.
Husband a couple times.
Yeah, he said that. Y'all randomly on like two or three planes together.
Yeah. And he used to be a cop, right?
Yep. He's a retired NYPD officer.
You guys ever play cops and robbers or anything like that?
No, but what, last year or 2 years ago for Halloween, I wore his uniform and I made him be a donut. Yeah. And it was awesome.
That's hilarious.
Because he's super fit and doesn't even eat donuts. And I was like, I'm going to be a cop and you're going to be a donut. And he was like, that's just cliche. That's stupid. I was like, no, it's awesome. It was
that's
my
a
favorite.
Great idea,
he was pouting
yeah.
the whole time. He was like, I don't want to be a donut.
Dude, everybody wants to be a donut,
yeah, exactly.
Bro. I couldn't even imagine not wanting to be a donut. I think everybody's always just wanted to sit in a box with 11 of their buddies. You know,
you always have to get a little Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, it's his wisdom is different.
His mind is in I enjoy listening to him because of that.
He's
so bizarre. I mean, who wouldn't want to sit in a box with 11 of their friends?
Everybody wants to sit in a box with 11 buddies.
And also
just being a donut.
Good husband, Brendan. He didn't want to do it, but what did he do?
Yeah, he just do it.
He played along.
Yeah.
He dressed up as a donut.
Yeah, I don't want to be
a
donut.
She was a cop. I love it. Well done, Miranda and
Brendan.
Husband Brendan.
Yeah. Again, that's one of those deals where you're just like, it's cliche, it's dumb, but that's why it's funny.
Right.
Because if you have to explain couples' costumes, sometimes it's just not as great. I mean, sometimes it is because you're like, wow, that was super well thought out and I didn't get it. Now that I do get it, it's hilarious. Well done.
I remember this last Halloween where this couple, their costume was so, like, they put a lot of work into it. It was really cool, and it was really well done. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Who are you guys?
Uh-huh.
And then they said who it was.
And you still didn't know?
I had no clue. It's like from some show.
That's
like,
deep, dude. Yep.
You know, it's one of those.
Oh, it's a deep cut.
Yeah, it's like a, Oh, you don't know that? That's from Exploding in Space.
You're like, oh, I missed that one.
And I feel bad because it's like, they were really cool costumes, but you're like, yeah, you have to explain it. I'm out.
That's just too much. Well, again, if you explain it and it's really, really obviously, you know, everyone should know it.
Yes.
But then again, if everybody should know it, you probably shouldn't have to explain it.
That also is true.
Yeah. That's a good point.
If you've done it right.
Yeah, if you did it the right way.
I know, I do. I hate that sometimes when you dress as a costume and then you're like, ah, okay, it's pretty good. It's pretty fun. But some people aren't going to get it, so then I'll have to say what it is.
Yeah.
And then it's like, that's why I should never be anything except for Paul Blart the rest of my life.
Yeah, I love it.
It was my favorite
costume. It's a great one. It's a great one. By the way, I was going to tell you, I was thinking about a New Year's resolution and I didn't do, I don't really do them, so to speak.
Right.
But then I started thinking, I kind of did because I got, you know, on the, when you're like at the clothing store and they have that, what are that rounder is it called? Just the rack that's a circle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have those plastic circles that go in between the sizes.
Yes, you know small, what I'm talking medium, about? Large, extra large.
Exactly, yep.
2X, 3X, 4X, 5X.
Yes. Correct. Small. Correct.
That's always a weird spot where those 5X and the smalls are like kind of hanging out
right
with each
next
other.
To each other. Yeah. Yeah. And there's only about two of each.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought those for my closet.
No, you didn't.
To organize my sweatshirts.
You bought them?
Yeah.
But wait, like small, medium, large?
Nope.
Or?
They're just blank and you can put whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. So they were like $2.
That actually gave me chills. I like that.
It's, chills in a good way.
So now I've got, like, my sweatshirts are organized like it says, you know, it says Coyote Country sweatshirts, and they're all in that one section. And then next to it, it says Gonzaga. And then next to it says Nebraska.
Babe.
And then next to that, it says, the non-hoodie ones.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crews.
Do you kind of do them that way anyways, but...
I stopped because I'm digging through them, you know, and there's like 50 of them in there, and I'm like trying to find the right one. So now, and then I have, these are just zip-up hoodies. So they're all in by category.
Jay, I love that.
It is so great.
I mean, as much as I want to make fun of you, I can't because...
Wait, no, I'll do that. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jay, I love it.
Wait, is this, are we, are you... Is hold on.
Just use your words.
Is this the Geico commercial? You know, you're turning into your parents.
No, my parents would never do that. My mom might do it now that I say that, but she just doesn't have that many. But hers are very organized like that. But yeah, man, it's a winner. You can find stuff so fast.
Oh yeah.
Just boom. All right, a zipper hoodie. I know right where it is. Crew, got it.
Now the execution has to. Continue. That's the only issue.
Absolutely. But now I feel
the system is only as good as its operator.
100%. But now I feel the obligation to continue to do it the right way. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and I also bought the there's like an organizational tray that you can use in your sock drawer.
This is out.
Excuse me?
So it comes
I'm listening.
It's got like 64, that's too many. It's probably 32 little squares.
Okay.
That you could put like underwear or socks and you just roll them.
I think they have that at Victoria's Secret.
I think they do have that there.
Yeah.
I think they do have that there. And a lot of those stores where they pull the drawers open and it's just lined up. Man.
This is like organized panties.
Boy, you can put stuff in there because before, you know, it's just kind of in there willy nilly, has been for, you know, decades. Now, man, telling you.
This is unbelievable.
What a cheap way to get excitement.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, your jealousy is showing, Steve.
Yeah, jealous is not the word.
Well, when you only own like two pairs of underwear and two pairs of socks, I don't know if there's really any issue there. But
you don't have to organize stuff, really.
No,
I do. You just don't have that much stuff.
You just keep it in a drawer. Nowhere.
See, like my dresser is so full of stuff, and it's basically stuff that I don't wear.
Yeah.
And my closet.
It's a great way to get rid of stuff, too, Kevin.
Is full of. I have so many clothes.
Yeah.
And part of my problem is it's like I've got the 5Xs. I've got the 4Xs. Sure. I've got the 3Xs. I bought that 2X because I was almost there, but never wore it. It's right. It's $100 shirt with a tag on it just hanging there.
Dang it.
Waiting for someday.
So close.
Someday.
End of 2025.
Yeah.
It'll be New Year's Eve next year.
It's one of those Boom. Where you just go, that shirt. And I'm not getting rid of it because I know I'm going to wear
That's
it one
your
day.
Incentive shirt.
Now, it'll be the only shirt I have shirt. That fits, but.
Well, I mean, again, could be worse problem.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I don't know. I'm a fan of it. We'll see how long it lasts. I think I'm in.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I'm in. Yeah. Unnecessary completely.
If you had to recommend just one.
Oh, the sweatshirt one's way better.
Better than the underwear.
Yeah. I mean, the other one is with the underwear and socks. You're like, you kind of know where it is, and it's not that hard to find stuff. But, you know, it's just kind of fun to look in there, and it's all perfectly organized.
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like this one bit.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country
Radio.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And my wife was with my mom. She's like, this is the one I won on. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Well, do you want to sit down and play again? She goes, yeah. So I go, okay, all right. Sit down. I'll take the middle one. She looks at me and she goes, no, I want the middle one. Sits down in the middle one, wins like another $75.
Kevin James.
I'm like, this old lady, I'm telling you.
That's your mother, Jay.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Also, my mother and my sister, I talked to them yesterday, and they're like, oh, we got the sniffles, got a little cold. They live in Minnesota. And so I go, and they're like, oh, boy, it's going to get really cold. So I looked, because I was like, yeah, come on. Is it going to be really cold, or are they just
and they were also just in Phoenix.
Yeah,
are
they being soft? What's going on here? So then I looked, and I'm like, nope, for 10 days, the hottest it's going to be for 10 days is 14 degrees for a high.
Oh, boy.
And then lows from 4 below to 4 above. So I'm like, yeah, that's, you're not wrong.
Do you think they'll ever say, all right, it's time to go back to warm weather?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I've suggested it. I'm like, why don't you want to go back where it's, you know, you don't have to have 7 layers and.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, you know, and you have to deal with hot down there. I get that, but
yeah,
I so mean, they hot live. Is easier to deal with when you're older than cold. Because, you know, it's cold, Absolutely. Slippery. You know, my mom's 94. She doesn't need to be walking around in snow and ice. This just did.
Apparently that stuff doesn't hurt as much when it's warm. And when you're cold, I think it's just natural for stuff to hurt a little
yes,
more.
Yes, sir. That's correct what you said there.
I would tell you, it's been cold in Arizona, though. My mom told me.
Been
she
a
went
chilly.
Through an entire thing of propane. They put it in on...
I'm not going to lie. It does get cool in the mornings.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, she went. She had to go get more propane yesterday.
I mean, it's 40, like 40 to 42.
That's what she said. And she's living in, you know, an RV.
Yeah, those are going to get chilly. That's
and they're not the best insulated
absolutely
or whatever.
Not.
I mean, it's a very nice RV, but it's one of those you're like, it's still not going to protect you that much from the cold.
You're going to go through it, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's get to our final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
Steve, you get to go first.
All right, my final thought is, can we finalize these words, please?
Oh, we have to finalize them?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Oh, did we? Well, then maybe I wasn't listening. Okay, so my words for 2025, self-confident and positive.
Yeah.
Kevin's words for 2025 are health is wealth. And is that it? Or did we say punctual? Or did we...
I mean, we did.
Yeah, you guys did.
But again, if it's something you don't want to do, it doesn't matter how many times you visualize it, it's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, I want to do it, but it does not compare to the other one. And I think if the other one starts to get better, the health, it's going to make it a lot easier.
Okay. So do you want me to put down punctual so we have another thought? Or you just want health as well?
Health, wealth. Those are my two.
That is incredible.
Oh. All right, and then Jay, I don't even know what you started talking about matching socks and.
I know it was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Man,
so do you not have words?
I thought he gave us words.
I mean,
I can't
organization. I think is I'm going to use one of those because it's like I want to, you know, I want to get the garage just the way
I
want it.
Different time, man, where just your kids
where I
are all
it.
Gone.
Yeah,
and this is kind of your. It's like, not like you're moving into a new house, but you kind of get to redo it however you want.
Yeah, this is your one shining moment.
That's right. organization for sure.
Okay, organization. And punctual?
I think I'm all right there.
How about...
I think I'm fine on the punctuality.
How about...
Punctuation, not so much, but punctuality I'm okay on.
Yeah, that's fair.
How about...
Here we go.
Supportive.
Nah.
Supportive. It's got to be something.
Well, what I was
do.
Thinking is like... Okay. But I was thinking like his kids, right?
Uh-huh.
Like,
sure.
Because you're far away from them now, but you're just like supportive.
Yeah.
Like it's a different role. And you're like, okay, supportive. Do that.
Sure.
Do you like that?
Be
do you
supportive
want to
do it? With, you know, Steve and I's words. Like you're, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Be like, hey, guys, don't forget.
How are we doing on our words?
Self-confident.
Yeah.
Over there, Steve. Kevin.
Yeah, I like supportive. Do you like supportive, Jay?
Not particularly, but that's
all
right.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
All right, fine.
You gotta like it. I mean, that's true, though. I don't like punctuality. Like I want that to be a thing, yeah. But I'm with you. It's just not.
Yeah.
It's not getting you right there in the getter.
Okay. So then, what's the?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to think of a second one.
Think of a second one, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Decisive, maybe.
I feel like he's pretty.
That was comedy.
Oh.
Seeks, he couldn't think of one, so I said the same.
No, I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I'm sorry I didn't laugh out loud.
No, I knew you got it. But
no, I definitely didn't. It just went right over my head. Sarcasm.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. All right, Kevin, what is your final thought?
I don't even remember now. Oh, Morgan Wallen. I feel like he's just kind of been quiet, right? Like,
well, yeah, until Tuesday. Well, he dropped a new song on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, where he dropped just a little him and Ernest.
No, he dropped an entire song. That's
a
different one.
Oh, he did release it?
Yeah, well, I think you're thinking of a different one.
Okay, tell me what it was.
Smile?
Yeah, I think that's... I don't know, because he played a little on the guitar and sang
I know which one you're talking about. There, he did do a different one. He did a couple where he played snippets, but then he did release an entire song. Was it Tuesday at midnight or Monday at midnight? Because we played it on the air Tuesday.
Okay, so, and that's all good. He's,
mm-hmm.
But I mean, I just feel like he's totally out of the...
Well, he
like
laid low for quite a while, yeah.
All these shows, you know, like there's the shows going on in Nashville for New Year's Eve.
Yep.
Nowhere to be found.
Nothing.
He's just nowhere to be found. And then the only news we can get about him is from Kristen Cavallari.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, has been dated the Montana boy for a while. One of the Montana boys who was, whatever he was, 15 years younger than her. And, I mean, she's dated lots of famous people.
Sure.
Cutler.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But apparently, there's rumors that her and Morgan have dated. And she said, yeah, he's just a fun hangout buddy.
Right. Yeah, she said he was...
Morgan's a good guy.
Yeah.
I do. He has a big heart. He really does.
Morgan is
very sweet. The first date that we went on, he was a true gentleman. And he was like, I'll pick you up. I'll pick the place. Like, just handled business. He came and picked me up. He met my kids. My kids were so excited.
I'm sure they were. You know, it's Morgan Wallen. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's, I don't know, at some point in there, she basically just says, you know, we like to go out and have a good time. And that's it.
Final thoughts.
We're not going to date, but...
No.
My kids think it's cool.
Have you ever wanted to do the polar plunge?
No.
Not even a little bit?
Nope.
I am with you.
They did it in Medical Lake for a while, and it was like a fundraiser for the fire department.
Yeah.
And that was as close as I ever got, being tempted by a couple friends to give it a go. But I was just like, no... Nah, I'm good.
I always think the same thing. Now, the last few years, I've looked at you know, because they show it as a news story. You know, hey, it's New Year's Day, and it's
right.
Coeur d'Alene. It's crazy. There's hundreds of people there now. And I thought it again this year when I saw it. Gosh, one of these days.
You and might want to do it?
And who am I kidding?
Maybe we put it on your note card.
Yeah, polar plunge?
Yeah.
Like, who am I kidding? There's no way.
Yeah.
I'm going out to jump in 44-degree water. Just... You know, all the things I love, crowds, being cold, jumping in water. I'm like,
Yeah, it doesn't.
But part of me is like, yeah, that's kind of cool. And then I'm thinking, no, that's terrible.
It doesn't.
I mean, good for you,
you
guys.
Really.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, good job and all that, but no.
Yeah, I think it's fun that people do it.
Yeah, right. They don't do it as a fundraiser or anything, right? They just do it for fun, funsies?
I don't know, to be honest with you, at the one in Coeur d'Alene.
I feel like some people do it for a particular reason.
Sure, but I don't think it's one of those deals where they pass the hat or anything. I don't know, maybe they do. But that, I know, like every year, same thing. Ah, that looks great. And I think, no, it actually doesn't look great. Good for you guys for doing it, but...
Will you in the next year, will you ever try like the cold plunge?
I thought about it. I even looked it up. I thought I should buy one of those. And I thought, why? I don't like being cold.
Yeah. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Happy
trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
That's the show. Gotta go. Caller number 7 right now, 509-441-0999 to qualify for a staycation at Silver Mountain. We'll have a staycation for 4. A fantastic ski, surf, and stay package.
I love it. One of my favorite things in the winter.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you can qualify for it right now. We qualify at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4, so we'll take caller number 7 right now, 509-441-0999. Fellas, let's do it again tomorrow. We'll have the Friday show in. Oh, I have, I'm going to bring in some cinnamon rolls that my neighbor made for us.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. By the way, just to be safe, on the safe side.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Jeff? That's if Jeff from Silver Mountain was listening.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye.
He listens to us.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's great. Yeah, I don't know why that was safe, but I mean...
Bye-bye.
Well, just to be
Thank
safe.
Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
I didn't want him to think...
No danger is what you were saying. Just no danger, just safe.
Are they all gone?
Hey, Jeff.
I just wanted to say hi, just in case.
What's up, buddy?